First John chapter 4, verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Saviour of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in him abides in God, and God in him. At first glance, this appears to be a very complicated passage with all sorts of clauses and expressions being used. But remember, John is trying to demonstrate the difference between true believers and fake believers. He begins by saying no one has seen God at any time. Now, there are, of course, occasions in the Bible when people do seem to see God. I think of Ezekiel, I think of Isaiah, the passage which was read on Sunday morning. Perhaps there are other occasions as well, perhaps Moses. Whether John means they've not seen him fully or comprehensively, perhaps, it might be that the false teachers are talking about this God who they see all the time in revelations and dreams. The other interpretation is that John, of course, is talking about the love of God. Has anyone seen the love of God at any time? Now, when Isaiah and Ezekiel and the others beheld God, they saw him in his majesty, in his power, and in his glory. But have they seen the love of God at work, of which our love for each other is but a reflection and a corollary? God does not demonstrate his love through angels, but through us. We show the love of God by how we operate and deal and bless with other people. Now, elsewhere, of course, and John refers to it later on, but the real expression of God's love is Christ upon the cross, which we'll be considering in particular this week of all weeks. And yet I wonder if that expression in verse 12 is referring to we make God known by our actions. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love has been perfected in us. We are not naturally loving. We are naturally selfish because of the fall. Adam, I think, was made naturally loving. But after the fall, we wanted to keep things for ourselves. We wanted to dominate others. We wanted to exploit. We wanted to show that we were better. We developed cruelty and malice. And yet, the Spirit at work in the people of God changes them, albeit slowly, into the very image of God which Adam lost. If we love one another, God abides in us. Because God abides in us, we show that the way we work and operate with each other. And he talks about the love of God being perfected in us, a phrase which John Wesley liked in particular, as though every believer, of course, can show love, but there is a perfection of love, a completion of love. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. The very Spirit of God dwells in his people. How the Hebrews of old must have marvelled at the tabernacle and the temple, that place on earth where the great God of heaven deigned to dwell. Well, he's here tonight. Our first song was, as we are gathered, Jesus is here. It's not because we're in an old Sunday school. It's not because there's a chapel a few yards over there. It's because he dwells in us and we are here and we are gathered together in his name. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the Saviour of the world. John keeps talking about the love of God, but he also keeps coming back to Christ the Saviour. There are many today who like the idea of a God of love. God loves everybody, God loves me, God loves you. But they shy away from the salvation, from the mission that Christ achieved to rescue us from the penalty of sin. It's called hell. There is no contradiction between a loving God and a righteous God, because God is both righteous and loving. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. There is that phrase again, the abiding. God dwells in us when we walk in truth. Again, John speaks often of love, but he's now speaking of truth, even though he doesn't use the word there in verse 15. It does matter what you believe. Your theology is important. It is not enough to say, well, it doesn't matter what we believe so long as we have love. This is no lovey-dovey letter which John is writing here. Love is an expression of God's abiding in us and also our confession of faith that Jesus Christ is the very Son of God. In verse 16 he says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. There's that marvellous, awe-inspiring concept again, that God abides in the believer, that we are temples of the Spirit of God. We are recipients not just of the love of God and the power of God and the calling of God, but the very presence of God. I said before that we are naturally selfish. To be loving, to have that agape, that sacrificial love for other people, is not easy. But with the Spirit within us, changing us, conforming us to Jesus Christ, we are enabled to love the unlovely. We are enabled to forgive what we wouldn't want to pardon. We can even, and I've got to be careful with this point because people could take it the wrong way, but we can even love ourselves. Now, most people have a problem with loving themselves too much. But there are those who hate themselves, who loathe themselves. Well, actually, when the Spirit of God is at work in you, you don't just love other people. You learn to love yourself in a holy and a good way. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. We have known it and we believe it. And God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God. Almost certainly the false teachers whose work John is urging the church to ignore are hard and unloving. They deny that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, that he is the Son of God. They probably deny the work of the Spirit. And John is saying, abide in God and God abides in you. It's the Spirit's work. It's his love's work. Keep on going. Keep on loving. Keep on believing. Keep on abiding in God as God abides in you. There's an awful lot of content in that passage, but I pray that God will use it to speak to every one of us in whatever situation we're in.